Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Nun Amud Beis in the seventh parak of Sanhedrin continues. We just got finished discussing the makar for the Shita of the Chachamim and the Shita of Rav Shimon regarding the order of the Arba Mises Bezin. We said that according to the Chachamim, the order is Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, and according to Rav Shimon, the order is Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Herek. So now Rav Yochanan comes along and he gives us a big chiddush. That we say that, let's say you have an Arusa who is a Bas Kohen and she's Mazana. So we said that according to the Chachamim, the din is that she gets Skila. And according to Rav Shimon, she gets Sreva. Why is that? Because the Chachamim understand that Skila is the most severe punishment. And therefore, the Bas Kohen, who is an Arusa, gets Skila. And Rav Shimon holds, though, that Sreva is the most Chamor of the Mises. And therefore, a Bas Kohen, who is an Arusa, when she's Mazana, she gets Sreifa. So now the question is, let's say you have an Arusa Bas Yisrael who is Mazana with her father. Now, if she's an Arusa Bas Yisrael, everybody agrees that typically an Arusa Bas Yisrael who is Mazana is subject to Skila. But, and everybody agrees that if you have an Arusa, if you have a girl who is Mazana with her father, she's subject to Sreifa. So now the question is, if you have an Arusa Bas Yisrael who is Mazana with her father, what does she get? Does she get Skila because she is an Arusa who is Mazana, or do you say that she gets Sreifa because she was Mazana with her father? So what Rav Yochanan is Machadish is that we know that Halacha is Nidon B'chamura, that when a person is found guilty on two accounts and subject to two different Misos, we give them the more severe of the two punishments. So the way that it comes out is that according to the Chachamim, this girl, the Arusa Bas Yisrael, who was Mazana with her father, should get Skila. And according to Rav Shimon, the Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mazana with her father, should get Sreifa. Okay, now one of the things that we said before is that Rav Shimon disagrees with the Chacham, right? The Chacham said that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, but Rav Shimon came along and he said, no, Sreifa is more Chamer than Skila. And the Gemara said, oh, so where does he get that from? So the Gemara said, oh, because Rav Shimon is Lishitase, because he holds that both an Arusa Bas Kohen and a Nesua Bas Kohen are deserving of Sreifa. So now the Gemara wants to know, how does that play out in the Pesukim? So the way that it works, basically, is that there are three Parshios in the Torah we discussed before. We have the pasuk in Kedoshim, which says that v'ish asher yinafas eishas ish asher yinafas eishas re'ehu mos yimas hanoev v'hano afes. So that's the general pasuk about adultery, where we say that if an eishas ish is mezana, she is subject to chenek. We have the pasuk in Kisei by na'ara hamurasa, where we say that the Nara Hamurasa is subject to Skila. And then we have the Pasuk of Bas Ish Kohen, where we say that the Bas Ish Kohen, who is Mazana, is subject to Sreifa. So the question is, of course, what are these Pesukim talking about? Are they talking about Arusas, Nesuas? Are they all talking about Bas Kohens? So the way the Rav Shimon understands the Pesukim is that we have the Pasuk about Chenek, the Pasuk about Eishas Ish, where the Eishas Ish, who is Mazana, the general Pasuk, so that's talking about Nesua Bas Yisrael. So the pasuk about Ubas Ish Kohen, that's talking about a Nesua Bas Kohen. And what you see then is that the Nesua Bas Kohen, instead of getting Chenek, like a Nesua Bas Yisrael would for being Mazana, a Nesua Bas Kohen gets Sreifa for being Mazana. So what you see is that we give an upgrade in severity for the Bas Kohen Nesua, who is Mazana. Well, if that's the case, that Nesua Bas Kohen, who is Mazana, deviates from the standard punishment of Nesua Bas Yisrael, so then the same thing should work for an Arusa Bas Kohen. And therefore, while the standard is that the Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, so the Arusa Bas Yisrael should get, whose Mazana should get Sreifa. That is how Rav Shimon understands the Pesukim. In other words, the way that's going to come in according to Rav Shimon is that the Pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen is going to be, where we say, Ubas Ish Kohen ki sichel is nosa saviya hi mechalalas ba'ish tisareif, that Pasuk is going to be talking about both Nesua Bas Kohen and Arusa Bas Kohen. The Pasuk about Chenek, about Ish is Ish, Hanoif and Oafes, where we say that Mos Yumas, that's going to be discussing Nesua Bas Yisrael, and the Pasuk about Na'ar Muras, where we say the Na'ar Muras gets Skila, that's going to be talking about specifically a Bas Yisrael, Arusa, who is Mazana. Okay, so one more point that we say in Rav Shimon is that what about the Zomimin? What Misa would the Zomimin get? So even though she deviates, the way the Rashi explains it, it's based on a drasha that we're going to mention later on in the Gemara, is that the Pasuk says, he ba'eshti sreif, she is deserving of sreifa. So she as opposed to whom? So we say she as opposed to the Bo'el, the man with whom she's Mizana, and she, as opposed, she gets Reifa, as opposed to Zomamin, people who testified about her and were found out to be Zomamin. So what would they get? So they do not get, they would not get Sreifa. Instead, they would presumably get Chemer. So that's what we say, is that the, for the Zomamin of a Nisua Bas Kohen, so we say they get the standard punishment of Zomamin, and meaning for Zomamin of a Nisua Bas Shran, the Zomamin of an Arusa Bas Kohen get the standard punishment of Zomamin for Arusa Bas Yisrael. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to present a lengthy braisa where we analyze this pasuk about Ubas Ish Kohen. And the Gemara goes through and has four havaminas that the Gemara is later on going to attack. But either way, the analysis of the pasuk, more or less, is that we say the pasuk writes Ubas in Vayikrach of Aleph Tes, Ubas Ish Kohen ki sichel leznos ezavia, himechalalas ba'esh tisarif. And the question is, the questions that we're going to have to deal with is, what do you need the word leznos for? What do you need, what do we learn from the word aviha? What do we learn from the words himechalalas? And what do you learn from the word ubas, the extra vav, and ubas ish kohen? That's what we have to deal with. So the Gemara explains that if the pasuk would have written, would not have written the word leznos, if the pasuk would have written ubas ish kohen ki sichel, I would have said, well, what kind of desecration is talking? Are we talking about? Maybe we're talking about desecration of Shabbos. In which case, the pasuk would be conveying that a bas kohen who was mechal Shabbos would be subject to sreifa. So that's why we need the word liznos to teach us that the specific kind of chilol that she is doing here is a chilol through znos. So when she does a chilol through znos, then she is subject to sreifa. That's point one. Second point is that if without the word avia, I would think that this pasuk is rather ambiguous and unequivocal, and therefore we should say that even a penuya who bas kohen, even an unmarried bas kohen who was mezana, should be subject to sreifa. So what we do is we have this word avia in the pasuk, and we also have the word avia by the pasuk, by the pasuk of Na'arim Rasa, and that teaches us to link the parsha of Na'arim Rasa to Bas Kohen, to teach us that the same way that the parsha of Na'arim Rasa, the only way that she is subject to skila is if she is connected to a man through some form of a marriage, there is a zikas habal, in that case she is an arusa. Similarly, for the Bas Kohen to be subject to sreifa, when she is mezana, she has to be married through some sort, she has to be connected through some sort of a marriage to a husband. Only then is she going to be subject to sreifa when she is mezana. So the Gemara says, now let's say you wouldn't have said he mechalalas in the pasuk of a bas kohen. So I would have thought, well, wait a second. Once I'm linking the parsha of bas of Na'arim Rasa to the parsha of bas kohen, I would think. I'm sorry. If I would just read the pasuk literally, I would say that she is liznos as aviyah. She is mezana with her father. In which case, the pasuk would be telling me that a bas kohen who is mezana with her father would be subject to sreifa. So now that I have the word, the words himechalalas, that teaches me that she is doing the defiling to her father, himechalalas esaviyah himechalalas, and not that her father is defiling her. That's the way the Rashi understands the Gemara. And therefore, if I learn that her father is not defiling her, it must be that she's having znus with somebody other than her father. So if that's the case, so now, what about when I have this gezer shava of aviha, that when I link the parsha of Na'arim Rasa to the parsha of Bas Kohen, so that would teach me the rules of Na'arim Rasa apply to Bas Kohen. But if that's the case, and we said that she has to be connected to some sort of a marriage to her husband in order to be subject to sreifa, so maybe our parsha Bas Ish Kohen should be limited to Na'arim Rasa, just as the parsha of Na'arim Rasa is limited to Na'arim Rasa. So the Gemara explains, well, because I have the words Ubas Kohen, so that teaches me that the pasuk over here is more expansive, that it includes even a nara who's an asua, or a bogeris who's an arusa, etc. How do you see anything from ubas kohen? So Rashi says, don't think that what the Gemara's understanding over here is that from the fact that it says ubas ish kohen, that it teaches us any bas kohen, so it's because it's written so ambiguous, it's unequivocal. No, don't say that, because if that were the case, then the gezer shava of aviha would tell me, do not pay attention to the stimus of the pasuk. Do not pay attention to the ambiguity, and the gezer shava of aviha would serve to qualify the stimus of our pasuk. Rather, what Rashi says is that when the Gemara says that ubas kohen teaches us that the pasuk of ubas kohen includes more cases than Na'arim Murasa, so then we see that from the additional vav, and we're going to have to hold like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds that we darshan vavs in Pesukim. Okay. Now the Braisa continues and says, now I would think from the words Ubasish from Ubas Kohen, if the Pasuk would have written Ubas Kohen, I would think that it's only when she's married to a Kohen and she's Mazana that she should be subject to Sreifa. But let's say she were married to a Levi or a Yisrael or an Ovi Kochavim slash Kusi or a Chalol or a Mamzer or a Nasin. If she's married to any one of those people and then she's Mazana, how do you know that she would be subject to Sreifa in those cases? So the Gemara says, from Ubas Ish Kohen, from the fact that the Pasuk is emphasizing her father, that the focus is on the fact that her father is a Kohen. She's the daughter of a man who is a Kohen. So you see that the only thing that we care about really is that her father is a Kohen and not that she is married to a Kohen. Now Rashi points out over here that Rashi has to deal with two issues. The first issue is that if these people, typically if she tries to get married to the Gersa, really is a Kusi, not a Novi Kochavim, because there is no Tfisas Kedushin Bechlal for Novi Kochavim, but if she gets married to a Kusi or a Chalal or a Mamzer, well, how does that work? They're prohibited to marry into Klai Yisrael. So how does she become an Ashes Ish by being married to these people? So Rashi explains, because even though there's an Isser for them to marry into Klai Yisrael, still there is Tfisas Kedushin. So if they would, if a Chalal or a Mamzer would be Makadish, a Bas Yisrael, a regular run-of-the-mill Jewish girl, so then the Kedushin would be binding, and that's why it's shaykh to have Shem Ish over here. But the second issue that Rashi deals with is, wait a second, we already said before a moment ago that the Braisa is consistent with Shitas Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva understands that Ubas Kohen, right, that we're going to understand that the additional Vav is going to teach us that the Pasuk is talking about not only Nara Murasa, but even these other girls, even a Nara who's in Asur, or Bagaris who's in Arusa, etc. So, but if the Braisa is consistent with Shitas Rabbi Akiva, we know that Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no Tfisas Kedushin by Chayvei Lavin, in which case, even for a Chalal or a Mamzer or a Nasin, where there is an Isra Lav, so there should be no effect of Kedushin. And if there is no Kedushin, how is she in Eishes Ish? So Rashi explains over here, well, there are actually two opinions in Shitas Rabbi Akiva, right? There's one opinion that holds Rabbi Akiva learns that any Chayvei Lavin cannot have a Tfisas Kedushin. There's never Tfisas Kedushin for Chayvei Lavin. So according to that position in Rabbi Akiva, we would actually have a problem here. But what about according to the opinion who says that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that way for all Chayvei Lavin? Rabbi Akiva holds only that Chayvei Lavin de She'er do not have Tfisas Kedushin. Only Chayvei Lavin, whose Isra Lav is generated through some sort of a korfa, through some sort of a relationship. So that's when you would say that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by such marriages. But let's say you would have a run-of-the-mill Chayvei Lavin, such as a Nasin or a Mamzer or a Chalo, whose Lach, whose Isra Lav, is not generated through a relationship to this person. So then it is Shaykh to have Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, but either way, so far what we've said is that the Bas, We've learned out that it doesn't have to be that she's married to a Kohen. It's even if she's married to a Nasin, to a Levi, Yisrael, Kusi, Cholol, Nasin, or Mamzer. So if she's married to any one of those people and she were Mazana, she'd be subject to Sreifa. So then the Braisa continues and says, so now if I wouldn't have had the word of he, what would I have learned? So I would say, now that I have the word he, that she is the one who's deserving of Sreifa, as opposed to whom? As opposed to the Boel, with whom she is Mazana, he would not be subject to Sreifa. And as opposed, we say that she gets Sreifa, as opposed to Zomamin, that if people came to testify against her that she was Mazana, and turns out that they were Zomamin, they would not get Sreifa. They would get, presumably, Chenak. And the final din in the Mishnah is in the Brayos is from Rebbe Eliezer, where Rebbe Eliezer says, Es Aviha B'Sreifa, V'Es Chamiya B'Skilin. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly Rebbe Eliezer means by this. But either way, so we have the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that the Chiddush that emerges from the Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon is that if a girl is Mazana with her father as a Nerusa Bas Yisrael, so she gets the Mochamer of the two possible punishments. So according to the Chacham, she would get Skilin. According to Rav Shimon, she would get Sreifa. We have the Shita, the basis for Shitas Rav Shimon, who holds that there are two Parshios in the Torah that Bas Kohen is deviating from, the Parsha of Nesua and the Parsha of Arusa, that the Bas Kohen, Arusa and Bas Kohen Nesua gets Sreifa. When she is Mizana, we had the Braisa then that discussed, that analyzed this Pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Sichel Lesnos Es Aviyah Hi Mechalalas Ba'esh Tisareif, So we learn out a number of dinim. That number one, we say that without the word lesnos, you would think that a bas kohen who desecrated Shabbos would be subject to sreifa. That's why you need the word lesnos to teach you that it's specifically a chilul through znos. Number two, you would think that even an unmarried bas kohen should be subject to sreifa if she were mezana. That's why we have the word avi on the pasuk to link this to nara marasa, to teach us that she has to be connected to somebody through marriage in order to be subject to sreifa when she is mezana. Then we have he mechalalas to teach us that she's not having znos with her father, she's having znos with somebody other than her father. We have the word ubas kohen, the additional vav teaches us that any girl, not just a nara marasa, but even a nara who's in a sua or a bageris who's in a rusa, etc., are also subject to sreifa if they were mezana. We have the pasuk of ubas ish kohen to teach us that she doesn't have to be married to a kohen to be subject to sreifa when she is mezana, but even if she's married to a chayv lavin or a levi or a yisrael. And we have he, that to teach us that she gets Reifa as opposed to her Boel, and as opposed to her Zomamin. And finally, we have Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that says, Es Aviyah B'Sreifa, Es Chamiyah B'Skila, which we will understand later on in the Gemara.